Hello, everybody. Hey, we're back again for another episode of Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with Celeste Hackett, way out there. Are you in Dallas, Texas? Where are you, Celeste?
Well, I'm actually in Plano, Texas, but it's so Plano that I changed it to Dallas. Actually, I'm in just north of North Dallas.
North of North Dallas?
Yes.
That's practically the North Pole out there.
Yes.
Of Texas.
Only it's hot here, so that can't be the case.
I bet you it's really hot there. Hey, do you have a storm coming your way or what?
Do we, honey? My husband, as you know, is a radio announcer. He was on the air this morning with WRR FM 101.1 classical music, and he knows. Honey, do we have a what's the weather forecast?
No. It's heading towards Mexico.
It's heading towards Mexico.
Cancun, I heard.
Yeah, that's right.
But after it goes by Cancun, isn't it going to go to Texas?
No.
I don't think so.
It's going to move on into the central Mexico, into Mexico
City. He's talking. He says it's going to move into the central of Mexico City.
Yeah, it's going to head to central Mexico.
Central Mexico.
Well, that's good for Texans.
Yes, it is. I'm just so glad it's not hitting New Orleans again.
Did you know there's more Mexican citizens in the United States than there is in Mexico City?
No, you're kidding.
I heard that as a, I don't know, that's a statistic I heard. I don't know if it's true. Hey! Let's talk about hypnosis. What do you think you're going to do with me today?
Well, I think I'm going to shake you up, Cal.
Uh-oh.
And everybody else, too. So y'all better get ready. Let me think how I'm going to do this. You know, this is the hard... I'm like the producer and the co-host here. I got to come up with a lot of stuff here. What I think I want to talk about is this client who got rid of anger, but the anger was replaced with sadness, and the hypnotist who was doing the work was wondering if she did something wrong because now the client's all sad.
That's all you've got for me today?
Well, that's just one of them. That's right. I got to give you two or three. Okay. Also, can you work with stop smoking and weight loss at the same time is another question that came in. And a question about Seventh Path. A Seventh Path client was doing Seventh Path as the hypnotist was, you know, piddling around the office, waiting for her to get in her 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, the client went, just kind of gasped and jumped and grabbed onto the arms of the chairs. And come to find out, one of her echoes was that she was just about to be hit by a car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and so the hypnotist jumped out of her skin because, you know, she was putting up her pens and her papers and everything flew everywhere. And she wanted to know if she handled it right. So which one of these do you want to deal with, Cal?
Those are all very good questions. I anticipate answering all of them, but maybe not this time. And you know what? I just want to tell everybody how much I appreciate you out there. All I do is show up. I say, Celeste, I don't want to know anything about anything. I just want to sit down and answer some questions and talk about stuff that is of interest to hypnotists. So I never know what's coming up. And just to turn the tables on Celeste, today she doesn't know what's coming up. I'll answer those questions later. This is what I'd like to talk about. I want to talk about something that, you know, the NGH convention before last, I heard about a movie called The Secret. The Secret, and it's all about the law of attraction and that kind of thing. You ever heard of that, Celeste?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it a couple of times. Great movie.
Now, what's that got to do with hypnosis? What do you think of that?
Well, a lot of clients are constantly attracting good and bad scenarios in their lives because of internal programming, and hypnotists are certainly attracting certain types of clients and so on.
I know that one of the fellas in that movie was a hypnotist, and you know, the problem with the movie is that it was like a brief introduction to this whole thing, this whole law of attraction kind of thing. So let me tell you a little bit about, because there's people watching this that don't know what the heck we're talking about. And the law of attraction, basically, in the most simplest terms, is like attracts like. And so if you got stinking thinking, you're going to start drawing some stinking things into your life. If you tend to be more optimistic, you're going to tend to pull in nicer things into your life. And our clients, they got, most of them got stinking thinking. Wouldn't you agree with that, Celeste?
Yes, tenfold.
Yeah. And so in the movie, which again is just such a brief introduction to this process, But it's an intriguing introduction. I mean, people got so excited about it. I mean, I have like two or three copies of the movie that I have, for myself, and I give them to friends and stuff like that. And then three of the most famous teachers in The Secret, see if I can get this right, you got Reverend Michael Beckwith, Bob Proctor, and Jack Canfield. What they did is they put together another program called The Briefcase, and it's based on the book that the movie was based on, and that's Wallace Waddell's Science of Getting Rich, and it's a tremendous program. And, you know, I'll have a listing on calbanya.com where you can get a copy of that. Get it from me, get it from someone, but definitely get it, because it's going to show you how to use the secret language of feelings. Not the secret language of it. It's the secret, the law of attraction for yourself to make your practice, your life more prosperous, and then also to help your clients start bringing stuff into their lives. This is the idea in the movie. What they do is they tell you to, you know, if you feel good, you're going to start bringing stuff that feels good into your life. Now, the problem with that is, if you sit down and you visualize positive stuff, that's definitely a move in the right direction. And some of your clients might be trying that. They've seen the movie, or they've read The Power of Positive Suggestion or something like that. And they get frustrated because they'll put 10, 15, 20 minutes aside each day to think about positive stuff. And again, that's definitely a step in the right direction. But the problem is, you see, their cup is full. And what I mean by that is, I'm using the idea of a cup to represent what's stored in your subconscious mind. And that is, they got all these fears and all these regrets and anger from the past stored in there. And what it's doing is it's radiating out emotions and causing you to have negative thoughts, 16 hours a day. If you sleep 8 hours a day, maybe even while you're asleep, you're having negative dreams. And that is sending out to the cosmos, the universe, the negative stuff, almost 24 hours a day. And your 20 minutes of visualization sometimes is not going to be that effective. Do you hear where I'm coming from, Celeste?
Yes, I do. I'm pondering this as you speak.
That's right. So what happens is you can have a client that wants to start bringing more positive things into their lives, and maybe they've seen the movie, maybe they've read the many books that have come out just before and after, or the CDs, all this stuff coming out about the law of attraction. And they're saying, it's just not working for me. Is there something wrong with me? Or am I doing something wrong? And I find out what they're doing. And the problem is 20 minutes of the day, 15 minutes of the day, they're doing their positive visualization. And you know what? It just is being overwhelmed by the negative programming inside. So what you want to do, both for your clients and for yourself, is you gotta go in and start deprogramming yourself from all that heavy negative feelings and thinking that's been going on. Celeste, can you think of any way a hypnotist could do that for his or herself or for the clients?
Wow, you're really putting this all together for me now, because
how I feel. See, Celeste always asks the questions. And see, I never know what's coming up. This time I completely got her unexpected. So I'm really curious to hear how she's going to handle this. This is the big test. Go ahead, Celeste.
A test? Well, like I said, I saw the movie The Secret, and I understood, and I remember them making the emphasis on, feeling happy, feeling good, so that you would attract good things that made you feel good, and I thought, that's pretty cool. But I never took it to the next level, where you're making me think right now, which is, how do you feel good? How do you feel good most of the day? Well, as people who do hypnosis, not only through direct suggestion, you could teach someone how to hypnotize themselves, or you could help empty that cup of negative emotion and cognition through doing five path, which would mean age regression to uncover events that are causing that stuff to still be in there and to uncover the thinking that they're doing, that stinking thinking, so you could help straighten that out. So basically, and then doing the getting rid of the anger through forgiveness of self and others. So basically, you know, do five path on them. And then, of course, seventh path, you teach seventh path to your clients, and that'll help them to empty the cup. And, you know, there are lots of other things you can do yourself or teach people to do, such as simple meditations, affirmations. Am I on the right track, Cal?
You see, folks, this is why I've got her on the show. She's smart, you see, and she really gets this stuff, and I wanted someone in here that could handle it, and Celeste can handle it. Very good, Celeste. Hey, so some of the things we could do is we could do age regression and forgiveness therapy, all the things that are in five path. We could teach them seven path, which the first four hypnotic suggestions that they give themselves, which we call recognitions, go in and neutralize that stuff. The fifth suggestion, again, we call it recognition. They begin to give them suggestions for what they do want. What else do you think we could do with them, Celeste? Or what could you do for yourself if you wanted to start bringing more positive things into your life with all the stuff you know about hypnosis?
Well, actually, my mind was jumping to all the people seeing this movie who want to do this and tying some sort of, you know, your program as a hypnotist with this, with The Secret. So my mind was totally going in another place. I mean, I want to ask you something, and that is that possible to do some sort of a flyer or something saying, here's how you can do this positive feeling all the time?
Who was it that said that which the mind can conceive, it can achieve, right?
Yeah.
So of course you could. In fact, it'd be a really good hook for getting on the radio, wouldn't it?
This would be an excellent hook. And also in some of those holistic magazines where a lot of people are already, they've seen The Secret, they know about The Secret. They're trying to feel good, and they can't do it just by trying. They can't keep it up all the time. It's hard even when you try for 20 minutes or 5 minutes to imagine and hallucinate and conjure up that good feeling.
That's right. And, you know, one of the things we can do is we can say, you know, we just get someone in hypnosis and say there's a feeling inside you you don't like that's just preventing you to bring the kind of life that you want into reality. And bring up that feeling, follow it back, neutralize it, do informed work, informed child work on there, give them the information they need. You're good enough. You're lovable. You're everything you need to be to do everything that you need to do in this life, you know. And you can tell them that they deserve it, and you can reinforce that with positive suggestion. Now, let me take that one step further, and that is something that a lot of hypnotists are not doing enough of, even the ones that are doing age regression work, and that is age progression work. You see, you got age regression. What they do is they relive, and the technical word for that is revivify. Well, I'm totally in love with this age progression work. I do a lot of it, probably more than I let on in class. But what I do is I will do age progression work where they can, I made up a word, pre-vivify. That means to live in advance. Now we're really starting to do the stuff that the people who promote the law of attraction are trying to teach you to do, but at a supercharged level. And that is, get rid of the stuff that's sending out the stinking, thinking, negative feelings 24 hours a day. Neutralize that stuff. And then take them into their probable future where they can begin to practice living in that better way with that person that they've always wanted to bring into their life, with that new car, with that ability to go to college when they didn't think they were worthy, that, you know, whatever it is that they want. So age progression work, right? And hypnosis, you have them hallucinate the life that they want. Boy, I'll tell you what, you get that into the subconscious mind, And this is something that Wallace Wattles really talks about in his book, The Science of Getting Rich, which The Secret was based on, at least in large part. And that is, what you need to do is to get this life you want to sink into the subconscious mind. And once it's there, it works automatically. And you don't have to think about it so much. So it's really great. What do you think of that, Celeste?
Well, now I see where you were going with that question. You know, it's interesting because when you try to do it and you're not in hypnosis and you're thinking about the future, it's a lot harder than when you're in somnambulism. You can pre-vivify so much easier. And if you have someone who's trained to help you bring in all those feelings and all those sensations, sight, sound, touch, smell, and they 100% already have collected the information from you and they know what you want and they're guiding you while your mind is in that state. Wow, how powerful is that? Way better than trying to do it on your own. And plus, you're building those neuro pathways so that they can go on and do it again on their own after the session is over. This is pretty huge, Cal. I love this.
I do too. I'll tell you what. It was around August of the previous year that I really started hearing about this. People were saying, Cal, there's this movie out called The Secret, and it's explaining why Seventh Path works so well. And that, as a matter of fact, I heard recently from someone who knows one of the teachers on The Secret, and that person had even talked to the individual and explain to him Seventh Path. So some of the spirit of Seventh Path has kind of melted into The Secret. Isn't that exciting, Celeste?
Yeah, that's very cool. You know, I have a confession to make. I only just started using Seventh Path regularly with my clients a few weeks ago because I was so learning just getting Five Path down, and I made a mistake from the very beginning with putting too much pressure on them to do this for a lifetime instead of more or less to help with the sessions and less, you know, pressure to do it forever. And when I started doing that, they came back having done their recognitions every week, and it so changed everything. And, you know, all this is gelling in my mind as you're talking about The Secret and how I'm going to be able to use this even more powerful method somehow with it all kind of mixed up and working together. This is very interesting.
That's right. You know, I think it opens up a whole new, very timely venue for hypnotists and hypnotherapists. Oh, by the way, the Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, and Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, their program is called The Science of Getting Rich, and they're actually using one of our testimonials. They have a picture of me and Maureen with our little special briefcase as a default graphic on all the affiliate sites. So if anyone wants to see that picture, just go to Banyan Group, that's BanyanGroup dot the SGRprogram.com. Again, that's BanyanGroup.the SGRprogram.com, and there's a link on calbanyan.com to go there. And I'll tell you what, when I started studying that program, I mean really studying it, our profit levels went up immediately in a few weeks by 70%. And people say, where do you get these ideas, Cal? I mean, I've just been going through a flurry of activity. Our hypnospace, you're just talking about that. That was one of the inspired things I got from the Science of Getting Rich briefcase, which is explained on there. I really believe that I attracted hypnosis.org into my life using these techniques and a number of things that we've got going. So you can get it from me or you can get it from someone else. But I'll tell you what, if I knew how effective that program was going to be before I got it, I would have sold my bed, I would have sold my TV, I would have got it. So you guys, check it out. Celeste, have you had a chance to check that out yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, although I got the first mailing. It's just that I've been so very busy. But, you know, I've got to do it because I know that without trying to pat you on the back or, you know, do a commercial for Cal Banyan, that you are on the cutting edge of everything that has to do with marketing and hypnosis. And if you say it works, I believe you.
You know, my greatest challenge with this thing is I cannot find the words to get enough people to get this. Get it from me or get it from someone else. If you'll sit down and study it, you study this thing, it absolutely changes your life. And it's just an amazing process to go through. I'll tell you something, it goes so much farther than The Secret movie. And this is what I mean. In The Secret movie, they mainly talk about, hey, feel good and you'll attract good stuff. And this is how you do it. You imagine things and that kind of stuff. But this is a lot of the naysayers with regard to The Secret and the law of attraction will tell you, you know, you're not going to get anywhere just sitting there dreaming about a nice car and a nice house. And you know what? They're right. There's more to it. And in the Science of Getting Rich program, in their briefcase, they talk about a thing called inspired action. You see, this visualization and these kinds of things are just the tip of the iceberg. You start using these techniques properly, and it'll change the way you work with clients, it'll change with what you're doing yourself, and you'll begin to do things in what they call in the program a certain way. And you begin to do those things in a certain way, and you're going to begin to get what's called inspired action. And it is a way, you could think of your subconscious, you could think of it as a higher power, for it to start providing you with ways to start getting the things and start living the life that you've always dreamed about. Celeste, what do you think about that?
You know, what I'm thinking of is, there, you know, hypnotists tend to kind of think that we know it all and what else could possibly be out there. But you've actually studied this and you're very impressed with it. So honestly, from your heart, a lot of these things were new and a big surprise to you and were very, very helpful to your business.
That's right. It resonated with me right off the bat. I said, they're teaching the same thing I'm teaching in Seventh Path and what I'm doing with Five Path. I got that right away. But then it gave me a way to stay focused on it in a way that I had never done before and to understand some of the mechanisms. Some of the people behind this program, they're physicists, and they're talking about quantum mechanics and stuff. And when you start looking at it from that direction, it gives you a way to focus on things in a way that I really hadn't before. So I'm very, very praiseful of this. You know, you don't have to get it from me. You don't have to go to my website, but get it from somewhere. And if you really will sit down and study it, it'll change everything. In fact, first thing I started thinking about is how could I get my family, like my mother and my brothers, to get this? And because you see the value in it, and you'll want to refer it to the people you love and care about. So, Celeste, I'm recommending you get it. How's that sound?
Well, that sounds pretty good. So, honestly, it's blown your mind, right?
It's blown my mind because it's so in line with where I was already thinking, but helped nudge me into a way of working and thinking to where I'm using what I already knew in a more effective way. So I highly want to give some gratitude there for Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, and Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith. And Jack Canfield, in case you guys don't know, he's one of the main people behind the whole Chicken Soup for the Soul series. He sold probably more books than anybody else on the face of the planet. And he doesn't need to be putting this program together. He's doing it because he knows it's going to help people. And Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, he's a minister. And, you know, he's a very well known and respected here in the Southern California area. He wouldn't be recommending this or having anything to do with it unless it really meant something. And Bob Proctor, he's been teaching this kind of stuff for probably 25, 35 years because he is a student of Wallace Wattles. Okay. Gosh, I've been wanting to do that. Thanks for helping me out with that, Celeste.
Well, you're welcome. This is exciting. I have to talk to my finance manager about this.
You hear that, Chris? Christopher?
He's on the other side of the room laughing.
Okay, good. All right, anything you want to get in real quick before we wrap up? What have we been going here? About 22 minutes.
Do we have time for a question or do we need to save it for the next time?
Only if it's really simple.
Simple, you ask. Okay, yes, I like the one about Seventh Path since we were talking about it anyway.
Okay.
I was doing Seventh Path with a client. She was very relaxed and practicing on her own, and all of a sudden she gasped, and she opened her eyes, and she jumped up, and I said, what's wrong? And she said, I had a vision that a car was coming at me, and it was about to hit me. And the hypnotist said that she said, oh, it's okay. It's just one of your echoes. Sometimes they're disturbing like that. You're safe. Just close your eyes and go and continue. And the hypnotist wanted to know if she handled it right and what caused such a severe sort of echo.
Okay, so Celeste, you think this is easy, that I can answer without explaining what Seven Path is, without explaining what echoes is, and all that stuff. Is that what you got in mind?
Oh my God, what was I thinking? You're right. We should save this for the next one.
This is for all you Seven Pathers out there and Seven Path teachers. And let me do a tiny bit of review real quick for those who are not acquainted with Seven Path. Seven Path is a mind-body-spirit approach to doing self-hypnosis. The first thing it does is it goes in and neutralizes the negativity which is inside of you so that when you do begin to give yourself suggestions for what you do want, the resistance isn't there, and the suggestions can last a long, long time. The basic technique is that you say the recognition to yourself silently in the hypnotic state, and then you wait to see what kind of thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories, and pictures follow. We call those an echo because they come from within you in response to the suggestion you gave yourself. And the interesting thing about Seven Path is that it is the world's first insight and emotionally based form of self-hypnosis. It goes far beyond anything else that I have ever heard of. Every other kind of self-hypnosis involves going into hypnosis, giving yourself a suggestion. This works on a principle called resonance and dissonance. And that is the mind thinks in terms of similarities and differences. And when you give yourself a positive suggestion, what it does is it reinforces the positive, it begins to neutralize the negative, and it begins, if you do it repeatedly, to become associated with your normal everyday thoughts. There's so much more to it than that, but that's what I've got time for. And then her echo was this car coming towards her. Let me tell you, there's nothing, all of the recognitions or hypnotic suggestions that you give yourself in Seven Path are positive statements. And so it cannot make you feel bad. But what happens is you might have some feelings, memories, and that kind of stuff inside of you, which are like the opposite. And so that when thoughts, feelings, sensations, memories inside of you are similar to the positive suggestions, they resonate. When they are different from, then they are what I call dissonate or are dissonant. And so what happens is you're going to provoke both things. And this car coming at her that frightened her really had to do with something she was already carrying inside of her. So using the technique of Seven Path, what it did is it provoked this negative feeling, this fear, and immediately began to neutralize it. And what she should do is just sit right back down and continue doing her Seven Path. She's going to neutralize those negative feelings inside of her, and then everything in her life is going to be better. She's going to feel better, she's going to think better, and she's going to attract more positive things, opportunities, and people into her life. How is that, Celeste?
Wow, that was pretty good because I really didn't realize what a doozy that was. You know, I'm going to have some of these little tiny questions ready for these times when we only have a few minutes, and it'll be something like, do you have to be licensed to be a hypnotist? Or who coined the term hypnosis? James Braid? No. That'll be a lot easier, right?
Well, you know, this is only like our sixth or seventh one. You know, we're just getting good at this. And by the way, folks, if you've got suggestions, topics, or questions, you can go to it. Where is it? AskCal.OurHypnoSpace.com and send them in there. Of course, you got to be a member, so just sign up. While you're at it, you get a free website, a free blog, and it's a great way to network with lots and lots of hypnotists and other hypnosis professionals. With that, take it away, Celeste.
Okay, well, that's it for today, everybody. I'm Celeste Hackett with Family First Hypnosis in Dallas, Texas. Please visit me on ourhypnospace.com and post your goals on the Goals, Dreams, and Progress group that I started so that you can start sending those vibes out to the universe for all the stuff you want, like a hypnosis practice that really makes you a lot of money so you can go full-time if you're not already full-time. If you are, tons and tons of more money and helping lots of people and changing the world. Woohoo, that was a mouthful. Okay, Cal, now you say bye.
All right. This is Cal Banyan from CalBanyan.com. If you're watching this anywhere else, go to CalBanyan.com because all the resources we talk about are right down there below this video. So until next time, Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only. May not be duplicated without written permission.